Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Chaf Aleph, Baba Kama 21a, pagination is 41. We're going to start on the previous daf on the bottom of Amud Aleph. An interesting question that was posed. Chaf Amud Aleph 20a, pagination 39, counting up from the bottom 6 lines. Amalei Rav Chista l'Rami Bar Chama, Rav Chista said to Rami Bar Chama, Lo havis gabon be'urta, you were not with us yesterday, b'techuma, in the techum, which is a code word for the Beis Medrash, you weren't with us yesterday in the Beis Medrash. The Oruch commentary mentions from the Rashbam, in Baba Basra Daf Nun Aleph, that the reason that the yeshiva, the Beis Medrash, was called Techuma is because it was at the end of the Techum, the boundary for Shabbos, because they put the Beis Medrash in the most outlying area that a person can still get from this city to that point, in order that perhaps it will overlap with the Techum of other cities, so that there should be intercity discussion. Different great people from different cities should be able to make it to this location. So it was in the outlying area of the Techum, just at the border, a place where if you approached it, you would say, is it in the Techum? Is it not in the Techum? It's in the Techum. And you could go there. But that indeed was the border. So that was a code word. Techum meant Beis Medrash. In any case, Rav Chista said to Rami Bar Chama, we had a good question in the Beis Medrash. You weren't there. So I can tell it to you now. De'ibayilon, we asked the following question, Mili Ma'al Yasa, a really good one. Omar, my Mili Ma'al Yasa, what was the good question? Amalei, he said, Hador b'chotza chavera shalom idaito. A person lives in the yard of his friend without his knowledge, without his consent. Tzorech lahalos lo schar o eino tzorech. Does the person who's the squatter have to pay the rental fee for what he did? Hechidomi, how is the case? If it's a case where the person normally would not be renting it out, and the person would normally not pay, he's a homeless guy. He doesn't pay for such things. He'll sleep on the park bench. So he didn't gain and he didn't lose. There's no reason to pay. That's not a question. If it's a case where they normally rent it out, and this person normally pays for rental, so he just went ahead and in effect consummated a deal without doing a contract, and then of his chaser, he gained, he lost, so he has to pay. Lo tzricha, the case that we were wondering about was b'chotza de lo kaima la'agra, the yard was not meant to be rented out, v'gavra da'ovid lemeger, but the person normally pays for rentals. Mai, what's the halacha? Motzi omalei, can he tell him, mai chasartich, I didn't cause you any loss because you normally don't rent it out anyway. O dilma, or maybe motzi omar, he could say to him, ha is hanis, you benefited, and even though I normally wouldn't rent it out, you benefited, you should pay. Interestingly, Rav Chista was thrilled with this question, even though he didn't have an answer. But merely identifying what the question was, the question is, where the person does not take a loss, but the other person got a benefit, should he have to pay for that benefit? Amalei, Rami Bar Chama says to him, Masnisin hi. It's a Mishnah that could resolve your question. Hai Masnisin, which Mishnah can resolve this question? Amalei, Rami Bar Chama said, L'chite shamish li, when you will service me, I'll tell you. Shokal sudre, so he took Rami Bar Chama's kerchief, korach le, and he folded it for him. He did an act of service. Omale, and then he told him, Imnenis Mishalemes Mashanenis. Our Mishnah about produce in the public area, which was eaten by an animal. So the owner of the animal now needs to know if he has to pay. And the halacha is, since it's in the public area, you do not have to pay conventional damages of shein. But if you benefited, you have to pay what you benefited. So that if he saved a meal because the animal ate this produce, he's going to have to make some payment on some level because of the benefit. So Rami Bar Chama is saying, likewise, in your case of the squatter, in the case where the other person did not take a loss, but the squatter benefited, the rule would be he has to pay what he benefited. Now, we're going to continue this in a moment. Let's just clarify something here. Very interesting. Rami Bar Chama did not want to reveal the answer until Rav Chisda served him in some way. Why? Also, Rabbi Kiva Eger tells us to look at the Mishnah Lamelech commentary of the Rambam, where in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Avodim, Halacha Ches, the Mishnah Lamelech discusses the prohibition to use a Kohen for your own purposes, to ask him to do things on your behalf. And the Mishnah Lamelech over there says that if it was done bischar, where you're hiring the Kohen gets a benefit from what he did to service you, then it would be perhaps permitted. So the Mishnah Lamelech has a question on our Gemara, which Rabbi Kiva Eger is trying to make us aware of. And that question is, since Rav Chisda was a Kohen, Rami Bar Chama is asking him to do something for him, and that should be prohibited. You're not allowed to use a Kohen for your personal use. And the answer appears to be that Rav Chisda was getting something in return. He's getting schar, he's getting payment. Now, the question is, what is the payment that he's getting? At first glance, he's getting the payment that by folding the kerchief, he's going to be paid for that, or he paid in order to receive something. He's getting the Torah knowledge that Rami Bar Chama can share with him. That, I believe, is a little bit questionable, because that means that Rami Bar Chama was selling Torah. And that gets into a whole different discussion, that a person is supposed to be giving Torah bechinam for free. Why is he charging for it? It's an interesting question of its own. Perhaps what's going on over here is that Rami Bar Chama knew that if he would give the answer that he felt valid to resolve this question, it would be up for tremendous debate and perhaps not be taken seriously. Now, all of Torah is, you know, you could debate it, you could discuss it, you could question it, that's fine, that's not what Rami Bar Chama is objecting to, but he wants that if he's going to already spend this time to explain which Mishnah it is, it should be taken seriously. Sometimes a person says something and improper conduct is to right away answer, no, it can't be, instead of considering the suggestion. And therefore he wanted Rav Chisda to do an act of service, an act of declaring himself a Talmud, a student of Rami Bar Chama, so that his suggestion to resolve this question should be taken seriously. Indeed, what Rav Chisda would be getting is the status of a Talmud. He's acquiring the status of a Talmud. So even though he's a Kohen, but this is what he wants to acquire, the status of a student of this Talmud Chacham, Rami Bar Chama, in order that he could obtain the Torah wisdom. Amar Rava, Rava said, Kama l'choli v'lo margish gavra d'mare saye. The person who Hashem helps succeeds, even though there are problems. And Rava is pointing out that Rami Bar Chama's proof is really not such a solid proof. Even though it's not comparable, Rav Chisda accepted the proof. Why is it not comparable? Because Haizen Nene Vizachoser, in one case he benefited and the other one took a loss. And in the other case, he benefited and the other person did not take a loss. Let's be specific. In the case of produce, you benefited and the other person took a loss because your animal ate his produce. In the case of the squatter benefited, but the whole question that we identified was a case where it was not meant to be rented out, so he did not take a loss. And Rava therefore says the proof really could have been deflected. The Gemara continues and says, "V'rami bar chama stam peiros b'shus harab mafkuri mafke luhu." Generally, if there's produce in the public area, the owner realizes that it's going to get trampled or eaten, and therefore it has the status of hefker, and therefore Rami bar chama considered the two cases to be comparable. In both cases, there's no loss being suffered by the squatter because he would not have rented, by the produce because he recognizes it as already considered lost. And in both cases, there was a benefit which you had to pay for. And therefore, Rami bar chama considered it a proof. Indeed, on today's daf, Baba Kama Chaf Aleph, on the second line, we see a continuation of this topic. Hador b'chotzer chavero shalomi daito, on the third line, if a person dwells in the yard of his fellow without permission, tzarech la'alos lo schar olo, does he have to pay or not? And the ruling on the sixth line is ein tzarech la'alos lo schar, you do not have to pay. However, the Gemara qualifies it three lines later and says it depends, de kaima la'agra or de lo kaima la'agra, if it was meant to be rented or not meant to be rented. In Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shin Samach Gimel, Se'if Vav, the Ramah tells us, Stam Batim Bizman Azeh, the regular house in our time, Kaimi La'agra, is considered meant to be rented. Afa Gav Delo Iskiro Me'olam, even though it was never rented before. And therefore, according to this approach, the person would be liable for paying for the rent that he benefited because the house is fundamentally considered rentable. The one case in this discussion which was not specifically mentioned was the case where the person would not normally pay rent, but the other person would normally rent it out, and that's addressed by the Mechaber in Shin Samach Gimel Vav. Im chotzer asuya liskar, if it's meant to be rented, even though the squatter does not normally rent, hare chisro mamon, he caused a loss to the owner, and he would have to pay. Yeshe koach. Thank you for joining.